So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the halacha of Haseicher es hachamor, Mesa in Nishbura, Chayv laham eloi chamor. If a person rented a donkey and it died or was injured and cannot walk, the owner must supply the Seicher with another donkey. The Gemara now elaborates on this halacha. Regarding Chiyuv de Bailam, the owner's obligation to provide the Seicher with a donkey, it depends. If the owner initially rented the Seicher an unspecified donkey, he must buy another donkey out of pocket because he was committed to provide any donkey. If the owner initially rented the Seicher a specific donkey, he's not obligated to buy another donkey out of pocket because he was only committed to provide this donkey. Therefore, if the value of the nevela, the carcass, is sufficient to buy another donkey, the Seicher may use the proceeds of the nevela to buy another donkey. However, if b'she'im b'demel likach, emyesh b'demel liskar. If the nevela's value is not sufficient to buy a donkey, but is sufficient to rent a donkey, there is a machlekes. Rav holds emyesh b'demel liskar al yiskar. The Seicher may not use the proceeds of the nevela to rent another donkey because lo mechalin nekarna. We do not allow the Seicher to deplete the owner's principal. Shmuel holds af liskar yiskar. The Seicher may even use the proceeds of the nevela to rent another donkey because mechalin nekarna. We allow the Seicher to deplete the owner's principal. Regarding chiyuv de Seicher, the renter's obligation to pay the owner for the rental, meisa loy b'chatzi aderech. If the donkey died halfway to the Seicher's destination, regardless of whether it is shchiach loguri, the Seicher can easily rent another donkey, or even if it is not shchiach loguri, the Seicher cannot easily rent another donkey, the Seicher must pay the owner for half the trip, even though he cannot continue on to his destination. Because the owner claims, ilu bois lemesi ad hocha, lav igra bois lemesiv. Had you initially intended to travel only to this point, you would have been obligated to pay for your trip. The Gemara proceeds with the halachas regarding haseicher es hasvina v'tva labachatzei aderech. If a person chartered a boat to transport his wine, and it sunk halfway to his destination, the halacha depends as follows. B'svina zu v'yayin zeh. If the owner specified a certain boat, and the seicher specified certain barrels of wine, the b'raisa rules, im nosen le'yitel, vim le'nosen le'yitin. If the Seicher already paid for the whole trip, the owner keeps all the money and does not return it. But if the Seicher did not pay at all, he does not pay the full rental, only half. Because as Rashi explains, loy biyad zeh v'zeh lahashlam. Both the owner and the Seicher cannot fulfill their commitments. Therefore, yad ha-toyveh ala tachtayna. The claimant has the disadvantage because the muchzik, the defendant, can claim, if you will fulfill your commitment, I will fulfill mine. B'svinastam v'yayinstam cholken. If the owner did not specify a boat, and the Seicher did not specify the wine, they split the loss. If the Seicher already paid in full, the owner returns half, and if not, the Seicher pays half because b'yad shneyem l'hashlam. Both the owner and the Seicher can fulfill their commitments. Therefore, im ya'akev ha'nitvam liten ha'chatzi, ya'asa t'noi. If the defendant refuses to pay half, the claimant can go ahead and fulfill his commitment, and then the defendant will be obligated to pay in full. B'svina zu v'yayin stam. Im nasan yito. If the owner did specify a boat, but the Seicher did not specify the wine, the Seicher is not obligated to pay anything, and even if the Seicher had already paid, the owner must return the money. Because Baal Hayayin yochel hashlam tonight, the owner cannot fulfill his commitment while the Seicher can. V'svina stam v'yayin ze im loy nasan yitin. If the owner did not specify a boat, but the Seicher did specify the wine, the Seicher is obligated to pay because hasapan yesh b'yad l'hashlam. The Seicher cannot fulfill his commitment while the owner can. The Gemara proceeds with a b'raisa. Tan Rabbanan, haseicher es hasvina uparku l'b'chatzei aderech. Nois lo yischarish l'chatzei aderech, v'ein lo yolav el taroimus. As the Gemara explains, if a person chartered a boat and midway, parker l'tu'uni b'gaveh, he stopped and added a load. He pays more for the second half because of the extra load, but the owner may bear a grudge toward him because mishum shinu daita. The owner assumed that the trip will be shorter with a light load, but now the trip becomes longer because of the heavy load. And la'ashli yaseira, the owner must now buy, at greater expense, longer rope to sail the ship in deep waters as a heavy load prevents the boat from sailing in shallow areas. However, parkala, if the seicher stopped and removed all his cargo from the boat, it depends. If the komashkech lagura nois leischar shalchatzei aderech ve'en leitaroimus. If the owner can easily find another renter, the Seicher pays only for half the trip, and the owner may not bear a grudge toward him. Kule agra bayishlume. And if the owner cannot find another renter, the seicher must pay him for the whole trip. The Gemara proceeds with the brisa. Tan rabbanan. Haseicher es achamor lirka b'laha. Seicher manich la kasusei v'legenusei u'mezaynish leis haderech. B'kam eilech chamar ma'akab alav. If a person rented a donkey with a driver for riding, he may load his provisions for the whole trip, but not more. Chamar manich la v'sa'irim v'tevin v'mezaynish v'shleis ha'yoyim. B'kam eilech seicher ma'akab alav. The driver may only load his provisions for that day, but not more. As the Gemara explains, this is a case of the shchiach lemitrach lemizvin me'avna la'avna. One can easily obtain provisions, but only with difficulty. Therefore, seicher lav darke lemitrach lemizvin manech lav shalei saderach. The seicher who is not accustomed to look for provisions may bring along for the whole trip. But chamar darke lemitrach lemizvin manech lav shalei sehayim. The driver who is accustomed to look for provisions may not bring along for the whole trip, only for that day. However, idishchiach lemizvin chamar nami la'akev. If one can easily obtain provisions, even the seicher may not bring along for the whole trip. And if one cannot obtain provisions at all, even the driver may bring along for the whole trip. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. Tan rabbanan, a seicher es achamor lirka v'la ish lirka v'la isha. If a person rented a donkey to carry a man, he may not carry a woman, because a woman's weight is not as well distributed because of the way she sits, and she feels heavier on the animal. However, isha roichav ala ish. If a person rented a donkey to carry a woman, he may carry a man because a man's weight is well distributed by the way he rides, and he feels lighter on the animal. V'isha ben gedaylo ben ketana afilim uberes v'afilim anika. And he may carry any woman, regardless of whether she's an adult or a child, and even if she's pregnant or nursing and brings along her child.